you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Y'all was excited. It says that Jesus was speaking to them all. The all that Luke is referring to are disciples. Disciples, followers, learners of Christ. And we have many disciples of Christ here on this morning. Am I right? Now, Jesus taught in the book of John that there are genuine disciples, or as he said, disciples indeed. He said, you will be my disciples indeed if you continue in my word. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. One thing that I want us to understand as young men and young women of God is that it is important for us to continue or to abide in the word. That's right. No matter what you go through, young folk, no matter how challenging this walk is, you continue. Yes, right. You don't give up. Right. You make mistakes, you fall short, but a true disciple abides or continues in the word. Don't ever give up. Y'all help me encourage somebody, say, don't you ever give up. Now, in our text, Jesus is teaching about a desire that disciples should have. Everyone in here should have desires when it comes to living this life. Now, a desire is just simply, in one sense, a strong appetite for something. Okay? You lust for something. That's a desire. And let me say that, look, most people consider all lust to be bad or evil. But that's just not the case. You can have a righteous desire. You can desire things that are in line with God's word. And so all desires aren't evil. But when it comes to a desire, I also want you to understand, y'all listen, is that we shouldn't only have desires, but we should be willing to do what's necessary to fulfill those desires in life. If you desire to be an A student, then you're going to have to do what is necessary to be an A student. If you desire to have much in life, you're going to have to be willing to do what is required to have much. You desire God to really use you, then you're going to have to do what is required in order for God to use you. I have a desire, but I need to be willing to do what's necessary. You have a whole bunch of folk, they talk crazy. I ain't got no friends, but are you friendly? If you want friends, then you must show yourself to be friendly. So be nice. Speak to folk, show love to folk, and watch God send true friends your way. So don't ever just have a desire and not be willing to do what's necessary. proverb writer talks about folks that just have a desire and don't do, they're lazy. Don't just desire, be willing to do what's necessary. Are you with me? Now, God has a desire for man. Did y'all know that? God desires or has desires for mankind. Children, teenagers, young adults, and adults. Write these verses down. They're going to be before you. 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4. I'm going to read it to you. This is the first desire that God has for man. Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, 3, and 4, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Look at this. "Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." God desires for mankind to be saved. Amen. Saved from their sins. Why does he desire that? Because the wages of sins is death. But God desires that we have life. Matter of fact, Jesus came, or in truth, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, the Lord can desire that, but it's up to the individual. You have to choose either death or life. It's your choice. But I want you to know the good news this morning is that Jesus wants you to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Who is the knowledge of the truth? Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So it's your choice. If you're here today or listening to this message and you're not born again, you're not Christian, understand. God does not desire for you to perish. He desires no man to perish. According to this verse, he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. But then when you look at 3 John 2, write that down. 3 John 2. Look at another desire. Y'all still with me? It says, "Beloved, I pray or wish or desire that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." Oh, that's some good news for somebody. The Lord wants us to be productive in everything. School, sports, family, whatever we put our hand to, our God wants us to be productive. But then he says he wished that we also be in health. Oh, my God. We learned last week you're going to go through things in this body. Yeah, you're going to hurt in this body. You're going to have pain in this body. But keep down in your spirit that it's not going to be like this always. God wish or desires that I'm made whole. That my organs are working properly, that my blood is clean, my neck, my back, and everything in between is operating properly. Ooh, that's some good news right there. Now, God want these seizures to stop. God want this asthma to go. Whatever's attacking my body, whatever type of ailment is coming against me is temporary because my God desires that I be in health. And whenever you get to going through in your body, remember, this is temporary. This is temporary. I'm going to pass right on through this because my God desires that I be in health. Just as my soul does prosper. Somebody ought to shout praise the Lord. And so Jesus, in our verse of Luke 9:23, y'all still with me? He's talking to his disciples. And he says, "Now, if any of y'all desire to come after me, you're going to have to pay a cost. If you want to please me, something's going to have to take place. You want me to use you, something's going to have to take place. You want me to do something for you, something is going to have to take place." He tells them something that's challenging to the flesh, First, he says, you're going to have to deny yourself. If you're going to come after me, if you're going to be a real faith walker, if you're going to be a genuine trend setter, if you're going to be somebody that can be powerfully used at school, on the job, you got to deny yourself. Oh, Jesus. To deny oneself has a number of meanings, but I just want to make it so simple. It means that you and I must be selfless and not selfish. Got to deny myself. I can't think of myself more highly than I ought to. I got to be selfless and not selfish. See, when we follow Christ, young folk, it's just going to be some things that we want to do, but our God will require us not to do. It's going to be ways that we want to think, talk, and act. But we have to remember, if I'm following Jesus, I got to deny myself. Because see, yourself has desires. Your flesh has ungodly desires. Oh, yes. And so part of you and I maturing and developing is learning I can't do everything that I want to do. I've been bought with a price. I'm not my own. And so I have to start learning how to deny myself of things that my Lord has told me to deny. And in order to do this, you can't be selfish. You can't be all about pleasing yourself. It has to be about pleasing your God. And remember this, young people, to whom much that is given, much is required. So the higher I go, the more self-denial I'm going to have to practice. The more I want God to use me, then the more I'm going to have to deny myself. Woo! Y'all go to Galatians 5. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
All right. I knew this wasn't going to be no shouting message, but it's all right. Y'all notice Galatians 5, 16 and 17. I want to read part of this to prove a point that I just said. Paul says, I say then, walk in the help me. Spirit, y'all fell off. I say then, walk in the, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the desires of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another. Look at this. So that you do not do the things that you wish or desire. I want to pray, but my flesh want to do something else. I want to praise him, but my flesh want to do something else. I don't want to touch it, but my flesh wants to touch it. I don't want to put my tongue there, but my flesh wants to put its tongue there. I do want to inhale it, but the spirit is saying don't. We all got fleshly desires. Don't you want to watch it? Your flesh wants to watch it, but your spirit don't want you to watch it. They're contrary one to another. Flesh wants you to download it, listen to it, and enjoy it. But the Holy Spirit in you is like, you know you say. You know you don't need to be listening to that. How many can recognize that battle even in your own life by a show of hands? Yeah. It don't matter if your parents are preachers, leaders in the church, you still gonna have that battle. You can have a pocket full of money or be dusty broke. You still gonna have that battle. And so we have to remember what Paul said. Paul talked about how he denied himself. And as the Lord looks in our lives, he's telling us, I need you to start denying yourself more. You don't have to yield to temptation. You got to fight. You have to deny yourself. The greater one is on the inside of you. You have to deny yourself. Look at what Paul said in part in 1 Corinthians 9:27. He said, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Young people, you have to discipline your body and bring it into subjection. You don't have to look at it. You have a choice. So you have to discipline your eyes. I'm not going to watch this porn. Mm-mm. I ain't going to watch it. No, it's there, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to train my body not to do that. Now, my hands want to pick it up and do some things, but no, hands, you ain't going to pick it. Don't pick it up. Train yourself. Restrain yourself. Look at somebody say train and restrain. Y'all didn't say it over here. Say train and restrain. That's right. Discipline. Make your body hurt. Isn't that what your coaches do to get you in shape? You better give me them 10 reps. You better do it. It hurt. Shut up and do it. Come on, you can do it. You won't play on this team, you gonna lift. But my legs, oh God. Come on now, you said you wanna be all of that. You wanna start running them laps. Get out there and hit. I don't wanna hit. Coach, it's time, give me the ball. You ain't getting no ball, run. Training that body. Training that, getting that body in shape. Trying to learn Spanish and French, and it just, all you know is hola. No, you got to get in there and train yourself to learn that language so you can pass and graduate. I don't want to study. Well, you really don't want to graduate because one of the requirements that you have on your track is foreign language. And listen to me, it hurts. Now, you may have been used to being sexually active. Yeah. You find pleasure. It's pleasurable. But now you Christian, and Jesus talking about deny yourself. Lord, I'm used to hitting something at least twice a week. I'm used to doing a little thumb. I got needs, God. I got desires. Well, if you want to follow me, deny yourself. I don't care what level you go to in God. We always going to have to practice self-denial. Going to always have to practice self-denial. From the youngest in here to the ministers, the leaders, to the pastor, and so forth. It's just a part of following Jesus. But look at somebody, if this be true, say, it hurts. How many can testify and say, man, it hurts. It hurts that flesh. Do you think it's supposed to hurt? Yeah, it's supposed to. He says, I deny my body. And look at this, and I bring it into what? Y'all help me. Subjection. What does that mean? I dominate my body. I'm not going to let sin reign. I'm going to let the Spirit reign. I'm going to control my body. When you study the scripture, young folk, one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. You got to deny that attitude when it raises up. You want to snap, get the last word, put your 2 and 5 cents on the table, and the Holy Spirit be telling you, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. But that body be wanting to say something. That body be wanting to do something. Throw something. Swing on somebody. Slam a door. That attitude. You be talking about, Lord, deliver me from this quick temper. He ain't going to do it. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. Especially when you known for having a bad attitude. Instead of being known for manifesting what God said, no, you got to work on it. Got to deny yourself. Woo, I ain't getting no help this morning. Because whenever you start talking about that flesh, you feel some kind of way. And I'm going to tell y'all, it was hitting me all this week. I'm the first one. I got to make sure, Baker, you got to have self-control. Then he goes from denying oneself to what I want to deal with. Taking up your cross. Y'all look at somebody and say, we must take up our cross. Tell them how often? Daily. Now, the cross, when it comes to Christians, is an important symbol, young people. First of all, the cross represents victory. When we see the cross, it lets us know that we have the victory over sin through Jesus. The cross is where the Lord reconciled or brought us back into a good relationship with God. We got the victory. Don't have to worry about dying and going to hell because of what was done on the cross up on Calvary. I got the victory because of the cross, because of Jesus being crucified on the cross. Are you with me? But the cross is also, young people, a symbol of suffering. I asked you earlier, is it supposed to hurt? And the answer is yes. The cross is a symbol of suffering. They stripped Jesus, spit on him, beat him with their fist, beat him with a whip that had spikes on it 39 times, and then got a cross for him to carry up a hill. Suffering. Till ultimately they nailed him to the cross. Lord have mercy. That sounds painful. Am I right about it? But I'm about to prove to you that it was painful for Jesus. And when we bear our cross on a daily basis, sometimes, more than often, it's going to likewise be painful to the flesh. But it's glory in it, young people. I said it's glory in it. It's not only glory in it, it's purpose in it. And if you are going to mature as a young man or a young woman in God, you have to learn how to carry your cross daily. You have to learn how to carry that cross. You have to learn how to suffer in Christ for righteousness' sake. You're living right, but sometimes you suffer for it. You're thinking, talking, and doing what's right, but you suffer or you go through things because of it. But Jesus taught, you're blessed. You're blessed when you suffer persecution for my name's sake. You're blessed when you go through things, when you deny yourself and bear that cross. You are blessed. Because listen, young folk, it's being taught now that everybody going to heaven. You don't have to bear no cross. You can live how you want to live. You can drink what you want to drink, go where you want to go. It's okay to sin, and you'll still go to heaven. But that ain't what my Bible teach. Got to deny yourself. Can't do what everybody else is doing. And this is the daily walk of a Christian. Woo, wow. Look at somebody say it's tight, but it's right. So what I want to do in the last half of my message is I want to show us some truths about the cross in Scripture. Because this is something we have to carry every single day. And you got to remember this when you're at work. You got to remember this when you're at school. You got to remember this when you are at home in the church. Every day, I got to carry that cross. That's just a part of me following Jesus. I'm going to have to suffer in some areas. Yeah. This is my reasonable service. I'm going to have to suffer. Gonna have to give up some things. Some things that I like. Some things that I want to do. It's a part of that cross that I must carry. I'm finna drop a bomb. Can I drop a bomb at the MSW? Let's go to Luke 14. First lady said, go ahead. Finna drop this bomb right here. I need everybody to go to Luke 14. Now, if you ain't got Luke, or 14, look on your neighbors. Somebody on your row should have it, okay? Luke 14. Boy, I meditated on this verse. I said, Lord, this is one of them hard sayings you talked about. Luke 14, young people. And 27. We might well just go ahead and just get this one out the way. But it's going to help us, all right? And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Can't be no Christian. Can't be real. Can't be genuine. But it's okay for you to be Christian and homosexual. That's what they say. And they'll tell you they're going straight to heaven. But it can't be. Not according to this verse. No. But it's okay for me to listen to such and such. And do such and such, and it's against God's word, and be Christian. No, not no real Christian. Maybe that Hollywood Christian. Yeah, that's what I call it, that fake stuff. No. If I'm a real disciple, I'm going to have to bear my cross. I'm going to have to suffer. I'm going to have to do some things that's tough to my flesh and keep following Jesus. Want to go to the party. Everybody you know is saying they're going to be there. And it ain't like at this party, it's a Holy Ghost party. It ain't like they're going to be praising the Lord. It ain't like they're going to be praying and reading the scripture and stuff that like that we do in church. No, it ain't going to be one of them parties. This get your freak on party. Oh, this first week of school party. Oh, no, they ain't waiting till the weekend to party. Look, we here on Tuesday. We partying Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, this party hard. And that flesh be like, let's go. Let's go. You got to remember, I'm a disciple of Christ. I'm saved. But everybody gonna be there. You hear that in your con. Everybody gonna be there. You talk back. No, I ain't gonna be there. So everybody ain't gonna be there. I'm Christian. Can I deal with some of the issues that our young people deal with? You gotta bear that cross. Everybody at the cookout, drinking, smoking, and they ask you, you want some? At the cookout. What you gonna do? Gotta bear that cross. Gotta bear that cross. On your job, your spouse giving you trouble at home. But the person on your job is giving you all the play. What you gonna do? Gotta bear that cross. No, I ain't gonna even go there with you. Gotta bear that cross. I'm saved. I'm a new creation. I sing on the praise team. I carry the Pastor Bob. I play the instrument. I'm in the sound room. I got to remember who I am. Got to deny myself. Got to deny myself. Got to deny myself. I want to be real. I want to be the ones that my peers can come to and say, will you pray for me? I want to be the ones that when my peers are thinking about suicide, they can come and get a word of life from me. They thinking about death, but God can use me to give them a word of life. Want to be real. I want to be worthy of the blessing that I'm asking God for. I want to be worthy that when I get up to sing in God's house, when I get up to pray, when I get up to teach, I'm not a castaway. I'm actually doing what I'm telling other folk to do. I got to deny myself. And it takes work, young people. Discipline. You can't go along with your friends in everything. All the way down to middle school when they telling you it's okay to do certain things. Just because you in four classes with them, that don't mean you got to go along with them. Got to bear your cross if you want to be real. How many in here want to be real? I know I do. Just a couple of y'all, let me ask one more time. By a show of hands, how many want to be real? Want to be real? I do. And that don't mean we're going to be flawless. That don't mean we're going to be perfect. We're going to, as they say, dot every I and what? Cross it. No, we're going to make mistakes here and there. Am I right about it? Yeah. But I want to be genuine, Lord. And so I have to go ahead and accept that it's just going to be a cross that I got to bear. I got to drink of this cup called suffering. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody and say, suffering is necessary. All right, y'all go to Luke 24. Where we at? Luke 14? Okay, go to Luke 24. We're still talking about being a genuine disciple and how they bear a cross, but I want to prove a point that bearing this cross or carrying this cross every day is something that's mandatory. It's necessary. Look at Jesus in Luke 24 and 46. Y'all still with me? All right. It says, then he said to them, thus it is written. It is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. So, it was necessary for Christ to suffer, right? Now, we call ourselves Christians. And what does Christian mean? To be what? Christ-like. So guess what is necessary for us to do? To suffer. Woo! It's necessary. It's going to be painful sometimes. Yeah. It's going to hurt to that flesh some. You're going to miss it sometimes. You may think about it, daydream about it, but you got to remember, it's necessary that I suffer. Ooh, I'm giving this up because my Lord gave it up. It got so challenging in Jesus' life, young folk, when it came to suffering, that he went to the Lord in prayer. The Bible says, he said, Lord, if it be possible, can you take this cup away from me? But then he shook himself in the same prayer and said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Suffering is necessary, but the Bible teaches young people, if we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. See, if you want what God has for you, you have to be willing to suffer. Isn't it amazing how people in our day and time, they call it the Mamba mentality? It's the Mamba mentality. First to the gym, last to leave. Willing to do whatever it takes to be the athlete that's superior. When you look in scripture, that ain't nothing but suffering. Go ahead and discipline your body so you can attain greatness. First Peter 4:1, young people, follow me right here. Just look on the wall. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he also suffered in the flesh, look at this, and ceased from sin. So when you and I decide to carry that cross and go through in our flesh, it helps us not to sin. It helps us. I want to listen to it. I want to listen to it. I missed the beats. That was my so-called favorite artist. But the Lord said, stop it no more. It's not holy. You stop it, and guess what? It hurts, but it's helping you not to sin. It's okay to be angry, but when you become slow to speak and you suffer and just keep your mouth shut, you're being angry, but you're not sinning. Because some of us, we get angry and we should. It's okay, right? But the problem comes in when we lose control and we start saying and doing what a child of God should not do. So suffering, according to this verse, helps us not to good God. Isn't that powerful? I'm going to stay away from you because when I get around you, I sin. So I got to, even though I call you good people, I can't hang around you. Because when I get with you, I want to sin. So you have to cut folk off, get strong until you're able to hang around folk and not partake with them. And so suffering and missing what you call a good time is actually helping you not to sin. Getting it off your phone, deleting that app, though you may want to get on that app that's filled with porn, you getting rid of the app is helping you not to sin. That's tough. But our young folk need that. Because if not, young folk, you know what will happen? Saints will start getting at ease in Zion, in the church. Start feeling like it's okay to sin. Yeah. And it's not okay. It's not okay. And this is something we have to be conscious of and practice every single day. Now, I'm going to say something, and it's going to be funny, but I'll be serious when I say it. When me and my wife get into arguments, y'all do know we argue, right? And you ask her after service, when she make me hot, I'll be looking at her, and we laugh about it. I'll be like, You know I don't hit women, right? I have to tell myself because sometimes she make me so hot. I just want to shut up, you know? But I can't do that. And she laughs. She be like, you're like, shut up. Could y'all imagine us doing that? And I got two young men now, probably, they to the age now, they be ready to fight for their mama. Oh, Lord. They be ready. They be looking, we be arguing, and sometimes they be over there, you know you talking about mama. I go right in there and get something and put it on my hip. I was like, all right. Hey, y'all try something, all right. We all gonna be on WSB. Local youth pastor in Carrollton. Boy, y'all would talk about me. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. As y'all should, right? Look at somebody and say, suffering is necessary. Now, before I go on to my next point, how many in here, you know God be dealing with you about stuff you need to deny, but you just don't like to sometime because you enjoy it? Where your hand at? I'm not asking you to put on the table your business, but how many can relate? Let me see them hands. And I ain't talking about way back in 1986. I'm talking about like this year, this month. Where you at? Yeah, everybody in here. Everybody in here. Let's go to Hebrews. All right. Sometimes we have to embrace the suffering that God has ordained for us to go through. You have to embrace it, just like Jesus did. Embrace it. And remember, this is part of your development into being the woman of God that God chose you to be. This is part of your development in being the man of God that God has chosen you to be. Hebrews 12 and 2. I'm wrapping it up. Y'all been a good audience this morning. Look at somebody and say, shut up. Thank you for just helping me out. All right, Hebrews 12 and 2. Hebrews 12 and 2. I think I'm a humorous man. Y'all don't laugh at my jokes or nothing. It's all right. It's all right. Hebrews 12 and 2. Y'all help me read. Looking unto who? The author and finisher of our, who for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? I mean, y'all act like y'all can't read English. The joy that was set before him, what did he do? What did he do? Endured the cross, despising the shame, has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when it comes to us carrying our cross, young people, we got to endure it. Got to endure it. Got to have the mindset that this is a part of the process. Jesus endured his cross. I have to endure my cross. Got to endure it. I just got to stay right here and suffer for a little while. Got to have some perseverance. See, you ain't used to responding without cussing somebody out. So it feel funny. So you got to endure it until you have set a good habit of not responding that way. Uh-huh. Yeah. Got to endure that cross. Got to endure it. You're used to doing what your fleshly desires want you to do. That's what you're used to. But when you start carrying that cross and denying yourself, your flesh going to be cutting up. But you endure. You stay right there. You keep working on that flesh. Yeah. Woo! I said you keep working on it. You got to pray sometime. You got to fast sometime. You got to put the word on your own flesh. You got to tell yourself you're not going to do that, right, even though you enjoy doing it. You stay right there and endure it. You want to go home, but you minister. You got to stay back and pray for somebody. You endure. Just stay right there and serve. Endure. Look at somebody say endure. Yeah, endurance is necessary. Lord have mercy. Jesus endured that cross. He carried that cross and allowed them to nail him to it. He just stayed right there. Even told one official, man, I could call down some angels and just wipe out all y'all. But he knew that was a part of the plan for his life. And there are certain things, young people, in your life you're just going to have to endure. You're going to have to get used to doing without what your flesh wants. Lord have mercy. And it takes something. I mean, something simple as eating a meal. Man, I want to eat tonight. But your flesh been cutting up, so you decide, I'm going to fast because, whew, my flesh been dominating me. Mama be down there, you ain't eating? You sick? You all right? Why you ain't eating? You okay? I'm good, Mama. You don't want to tell her your business, but you just have to flat out say, Mama, I'm fasting right now. I don't want to eat. I'm trying to get my flesh under subjection. Why you ain't call me? Why you ain't respond? We need some time apart. I can't keep. I'm giving you too much time. I'm giving you too much time, and I'm finding myself going back to my old ways. Don't make it about them. It's me. It ain't you. It's me. I got to get myself together. I can't watch this new season that's coming out. I can't watch it. Why? Because if it's anything like season last year, it caused my mind to go into places I can't handle yet. So I ain't going to watch it. I ain't gonna record it. I ain't going to talk about it. I don't want to have nothing to do with that particular show. I'm just going to endure it. And it seems like everybody be watching the show you trying to stay away from. Like, yeah, Leah sound like it's good. But you have to endure some things. Yeah, right. Am I right about it? Right. Last thing, I want you to know about the cross. Are y'all learning? Yeah. All right. It ain't going to make you shout, but is it helping? All right, last verse. Let's go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2 and 8. Oh, I love this verse. Paul says in Philippians 2 and 8, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. When you talk about bearing your cross or carrying your cross every day, it requires humility. Yes. You just have to be to the point to where you just humble yourself. Lord, I want to do it, but I love you more. Amen. I'm just going to bring myself low. Lord, I could go, but I'm trying to change for the better. I'm just going to humble myself. Lord, I could beat him up. You know what? I could stomp him down. But, Lord, I'm just going to give him a pass. I ain't gonna even go there. I'm just going to humble myself. And you got sisters who be talking about that concerning their brother. I could stomp him down. But you just humble yourself. I know that teacher don't like me and I don't like her. But I'm just going, yes, ma'am. All right. And just going about my business. I'm going to be in here 45 minutes and I'm out. Just going to humble myself. They need to know the truth. I don't want to say nothing. I always say, I ain't going to say nothing, but I need to say something. So I'm just going to humble myself. Lord, I'm going to tell them what you told me to tell them. Just going to humble myself and say what needs to be said. Look at somebody say, you got to humble yourself. Look how Jesus, how much humility he had. Humility has to do with just being obedient. according to this verse. Lord, whatever you done told me to do, I'm just going to humble myself and do it. So the question is, what has God been telling you to do that you ain't been doing? Go on and pick that cross up and just be obedient. Humble yourself. What is it that the Lord been telling you to give that you ain't been wanting to give? Humble yourself. Lord told me to do such and such, told me to do, and I just been disobedient. Humble yourself. Pick up that cross. Carry that cross. Remember, if we suffer with him, we gonna reign with him. When Jesus got off that cross, he had all power in heaven, in earth, and beneath. Young people, it's a blessing to carry your cross. Don't just think about what you're giving up or the pain. It's purpose and glory in the cross. It's purpose and glory in the cross. How many after today's teaching, you are compelled or encouraged to take up your cross every day now? By a show of hands. You know you need to humble yourself. You know it's going to require endurance. And if you're going to be a real disciple, this is what you need.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.